Just having his presence here, I mean, he's going to be missed on the field, but I think it's going to be good to see him off the field, you know, still encouraging people, still getting everybody to take their game to the next level.
How about on the field? How much confidence do you have in that group that they can fill the void?
I'm not worried at all. I know people have been waiting on their opportunity, and I think now, now it's time to show it. And I think that spot is open for whoever wants it. And I know we got a lot of guys that's going to be fighting to try to get that spot.
When you face a team that's won this, what do you know about the Niners that has cost some concern offensively? When you see that team, what do you know about them that may be so concerned offensively?
I haven't gotten that far yet. We just got to go over the last game, but from what I've seen, you know, already, I think, those guys been in a lot of games, and I know they're going to come with a game plan. We just got to make sure that we know what they like to do the best and, you know, execute our defense. So I think once we get on, I'll let you know. I just don't know right now.
When you see a team that's like that, you were talking about how different this team is wired this year, especially about the past, but does that help you when you face a team that's won this?
Yeah, I mean, because they don't have nothing to lose. You know, they're going to come and give us our best shot. You know, we just got to go out there and take it and let them know, you know, early, because we can't leave a team like that in the game, because, you know, those guys, you know, they're sneaky, because they got a good team. They just haven't put it all together the way they wanted to, but overall they're going to come to play, because, you know, now we have a target on our back and everybody wants to, you know, aim at the ones who's been winning. And I think, you know, we're going to get it. It's going to be a hard game.
Have you guys had a chance to see on TV or on replay some of the things Carson Wentz did with Kingdom?
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's all on TV right now. I mean, you know, it's cool to see, you know, our hard work paying off. And I'm just excited to see, you know, how we keep on going, you know, on this train. And I think Wentz is doing a great job as far as making plays, extending plays, and, you know, just being him. And I'm just excited to be on his team.
You know, Doug talked about it yesterday. He said, you know, the level he's playing at, it's lifting guys, lifting the locker room. Is that the sense you get?
Oh, yeah, that's creating more energy. You know, when people make plays on the field, you know, we feel that. You know, we want to go out there. It's a challenge to us to go out there and match that, or if not, you know, do go above and beyond that. But I love what Carson's doing right now, because he's bringing the best out of a lot of guys. And, you know, like Matt getting deep balls, you know, like that's opening up a lot of stuff for, you know, a lot of people. So I'm just excited for what's to come and, you know, keep on bringing that energy.
Malcolm just talked about the leadership on the team, not just the main guys, but there's some smaller circles too. How valuable has that been really from top to bottom with this group this year?
Oh, it's valuable because, you know, you got a bunch of guys who challenge each other every day in practice. You know, it's not just one guy telling a whole bunch of guys. It's like one guy, two guys here kind of coming up with their own little thing on how they're going to get through and make practice a lot better and take them to the next level. I mean, like I was saying yesterday, me and Means, we got this thing where some days I'm like, Means, I ain't got it today, man. I need you. You know, I need your energy, man. Rub some off on me. And he go out there, he turn and run to the ball. And that's a challenge to me to go out there and be like, hey, I ain't going to let him show me out. You know, so let me go ahead and do what he's doing. If he can do it right now, I know I can do it. And I think that goes a long way, because not only he holds me accountable, but I hold him accountable as well. And, you know, that's what you need on this team.
In the years that you've been here, has there been as much leadership from top to bottom in this locker room as this year?
You know, it's really, looking back, I feel like it's a lot more conversations going on, like, other than, you know, negative things. As far as, you know, I'm not saying that it was negative in the back, but I don't hear too much. You know, when we're going out to practice, we, you know, people be like, oh man, I'm feeling a little sore. But once practice start going, you don't even, I couldn't tell that guy was sore because of how he came to work. And I mean, they makes our job easy, because we don't have to start over a lot of things. We can keep going, you know, and that's what I like. I love the attitude of this team, and that's a credit to Coach.
You mentioned him. When this year began, you know, there was a lot of, I don't know if Doug's the right guy. I don't know if he's going to take this team where they want to go. What did people miss about Doug that you guys knew when you're now playing up to that level?
I guess people miss that, you know, he's been in this league. He's been a coach in this league. Might not have been a head coach, but he's learned. He's been under Coach Reed. And, I mean, I remember seeing that picture of all the guys, that one picture where you got all these guys as head coaches, you know, that was once on the staff, and now it's his turn, you know, and I'm just excited for him because I know how much it means to him, and I know how much work he puts into it, and to see everything's going together. I'm just happy to, you know, be a part of that, you know, reason on why things are happening the way it's happening.
And then as he left the field on Monday, Carson serenaded by fans with chants of MVP. See the MVP?
Hey, I mean, he's always going to be our MVP no matter what because he's on our team. You know what I'm saying? But he's playing MVP caliber football right now. And, you know, we're just going to make sure we keep him up and keep him going. And we're going to keep on having his back like we've been doing on defense and putting him in great situations.